This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Fasentino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino, and now here's the host of your show, Josie Pasentino.
Hey, 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 everybody, it's Josie Pasentino. Welcome to another great show of the Josie Show. I'm really fast. I want to give a big shout out to Midnight, who's a fan of the show and supporter. And he called in before the show to chat with me a bit. Thank you so much. It was a blast talking with you. And so, yes, thank you. So, we're going to have a great show tonight. So whether you guys are listening by phone, in the chat room, listening live from our site, or checking us out later on Archives, iTunes, or Zune, big hey to you. I'm super glad you guys are here with us. So let's first off make sure that everyone can hear us all right, because that is very, very important, okay? Number one thing. So here is what we will do in the next hour or so. My guests tonight are Kenny Colgate, who's a record label owner and has a recording studio and so much more. Then we have Vet Stone, an author for the book Blood is Thicker Than Mud, an inside look into the work of Sly and the Family Stone, and who better to tell it than Sly Stone's sister, right? And also we have Noise from the Basement, an amazing alternative rock band with us tonight, too. So, yes, this is going to be a really, really great show, so you will not want to miss it. Take your seats and get a drink. Okay, love it. And also remember my show, Josie's Hard Country, which is on the Southern Star Network, which airs on Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern at www.thesouthernstar.org. The is very important, thesouthernstar.org. And all you have to do to get to my show is click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. So my guest tomorrow is the wonderful singer-songwriter Levi Riggs on Josie's Hard Country, so make sure you check it out. So, see, now I'll be partying with you on Fridays at the Josie Show and Saturday nights on Josie's Hard Country. Can't get any better, right? I love it. It's so much fun, and you guys will see how much fun it is when you listen to the show. It's going to be really, really exciting. So now it looks like our first guest has arrived. Everyone, please welcome record label and recording studio owner Kenny Colgate.
Yeah.
Hello, Josie. Kenny, you there?
Hi, yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you perfect. How do you like that intro?
That was, you know what, that's amazing. Thank you so much. That's great. It really is.
No problem. It's well deserved, and we have so much to cover tonight. We're going to have you on the show like a couple more times because we might not be able to cover it all. You're just phenomenal.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you know what, I'm a jack of all trades and master of none. So, but basically, yeah, there's a lot. There's absolutely a lot.
Absolutely, you do it all. So first off, let's start at the beginning. You have been in the music industry for quite some time. You have just like 30 years worth of experience. Tell us how and when you got started in this industry.
About 1981. I grew up singing. I was in choir in high school, magical singing in high school. I did barbershop quartet, I did doo-wop groups, and I did a whole bunch of stuff when I was younger. When I got into college, I was in glee club, and at that point, a friend of mine asked me to join his rock band as a vocalist. But, you know, I can sing, but I'm not, you know, a front man is a specialty, which I don't, you know, I wasn't a good one. So at the same time, I knew how to play flute and saxophone. So, and since I sang baritone and bass in choir, I knew bass clef. So they needed a bass player. So I basically picked up a bass and was the bass player in that band. And then that's how it started in 81. And then through 81 through 96, I basically played in about two or three bands that were semi-successful in Jersey and the Tri-State area. And then I started the singer in the band that I was in for the longest period of time, and in the band was Dan Kidney and the Pulsations. Dan and I started a studio in Pompton Lakes after the band ended, Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. And and then a few years later, he moved to Florida, and I basically took over the studio solo. And then at that point, I decided to, you know, I had a lot of bands I was working with. It was a lot of, you know, local bands and just guys that were, you know, doing gigs and things. And they really, there was no organization. It was more like, you know, just a bunch of guys doing gigs and stuff. So I started, I decided to start a record label through the studio. And then at that point, I was able to get a actually a better studio, and we moved into here, into ARC, in 2009. So, and the record label started in 2005 or 6. So, it was about, yeah, I've been doing it about, the label's about 6 or 7 years old, and then the studio, I've been here about 2.5 years. So that's a pretty quick synopsis of what I did.
Wow.
In the 30 years, yeah.
Wow. See, music is definitely in your blood. You've been doing it for a very, very long time, and you're so good at what you do. And
That's great.
No problem. And as you mentioned, I would love to talk about your record label and your recording studio. And we're also, a little later tonight, we're going to get to hear some music from some of the artists you have on your label, which I'm very excited about. I'm ready to rock out. Yes. Sure. So let's talk about your independent record label first, called Romulus Records, Romulus X Records. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, in 2006, at the end of 2006, I basically had a bunch of bands that, you know, it's very difficult to get signed to a record deal, especially a record label, especially these days where, unfortunately, because of the state of the music industry, the record labels are signing bands with a quick profit in mind. So basically, the band has to build a huge fan base in order for the record labels to really take an interest. So that leaves out about 99.9% of the bands that do this. And so on the independent level, there's quite a bit a band can do as far as independently to, you know, make a career out of what they're doing. And I always tell these bands, too, that, you know, generally, I mean, the labels do serve a purpose in exposure, promotion, touring, and things like that. But you don't have to, if you don't get signed, you don't have to just, you know, sit in your basement and cry. I mean, you can get out there and you can play shows and you can, you know, do your stuff independently. And you can get your music distributed independently now very easily. So back in 2006, I decided to start a label. I started with about 6 or 7 of the bands locally. And through that, I actually expanded a little bit because it's easy to get in, you know, work with bands in different states locally that, you know, say Pennsylvania, New York, or you know, the Tri-State area, where you could do some stuff with them with the label, even though they're not in your backyard. So there were 6 or 7 bands that I started to work with, and over time, say from 2006 to 2010, a band unfortunately has a rock band especially has, if there's not, you know, it's a goal-oriented business, and a lot of bands, if they don't get certain goals, members get frustrated, and then things happen, so bands break up. So these bands that I started with all decided to basically break up, and it made room for a new wave of bands to come in to work with me. One or two from that original lineup that I had still do work with me, but then I basically added about 5 or 6 new ones, new bands from 2009 on until about now. So what I basically do is promote, you know, I it's all, it, let me say it this way. I have a label that is not really your standard. Like, I sign a band, I distribute the music, I put them on tour, I advance them, I sign them, I lock them into these 360 deals. It's not like that. The way that my label works is basically we're a team, and we do things together. So basically the bands do what they do, and whatever help I can give them with the record label as far as promotion, touring, exposure promotion, you know, things like that, mm-hmm. I help them do that. And they have mutual agreements. We don't, you know, I don't lock them into their lives or their careers. So it's really cool. It's like a family, you know?
Absolutely. It sounds like it. And I've noticed that a lot more people are becoming independent because you get to have a hand in what you do, and people aren't going to tell you, do this, do that, you can't sing that. So I think it's really, really cool that you have a label that supports and promotes independent artists. I like that very much.
Yeah. If you look at, we look at it like almost, we're like a foreign league or a foreign team that, you know, eventually if a band builds up a big enough fan base and the bigger labels take an interest, of course, you know, I would promote the bands into those labels and they would do the movie there. But generally, like I said before, most bands, especially on the independent level, don't have a big enough fan base at this point. I speak for our area, don't have a big enough fan base to even warrant being looked at by most of these labels. So, but you know, as I said, in the meantime, what's the point? I tell these bands, don't look for the deal. I mean, you know, do your career. When I was in my band, the Pulsations, you know, we played 240 shows a year for about 9 years, and we built a pretty huge fan base, and we were never signed, you know, but we made a career out of it. You know, we made money, and we put out a couple of records, and, you know, we did it ourselves. So I basically trained passed that, you know, that drive or whatever it is. I passed that to these guys and girls, and I tell them, hey, this is what you can do, you know, because we did it, you know, so... And it still works. Fortunately, even though it's a different world today, it's actually a lot easier to do it to some degree because of the internet, to expose the band and things like that. So it's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say that with the social networking and everything, I mean, that's where I find most of my guests. It's amazing. You can find people from just all parts of the world, and you can just connect with, you know, music and all that fun stuff, and you get to meet a lot of great people. So the internet is definitely very helpful in that aspect.
And I'll tell you what also, because of the local bands, there's about five or six that I work with, but because of the internet, I'm actually able to communicate with bands worldwide. So I basically set up a network with different bands in different countries as well. So because basically in their countries, depending on where they are, they of course are doing the same things that we're doing. They have the same. It's really interesting. They have the same kind of people that are helping them independently promote what they're doing. And the beauty of it is when I contact those bands, they trust people in their countries. They turn those people on to me in those countries. Then we trade music back and forth. You know, my band's music goes to whoever their DJs are, whoever their promotion companies are, whatever, or labels in some cases. And then their music, their bands, I kind of network through my people here, and we basically can expose bands worldwide to the network in the States, and it's working for a couple of bands. I have a band I work with in Australia called Hail Mary, and they're really good. They're from Perth. They're sort of like a Soundgarden type rock. I don't want to pigeonhole to Soundgarden, but it's that style rock. And through my network, I mean, I've gotten the management in the States. I've gotten them airplay. They came over here just recently to do a record with Jeff Tomei down in Atlanta because he heard of them. He's a pretty good producer, a very good producer, actually. I'm sorry, a pretty good, very good producer. And so that's an example of how a band from another country can get networked into the States and make some things happen. And then at the same time, if I have a band and we have a budget, and we can get them over to Perth. I mean, they've got a ready-made scene over there because they basically have a home, a house band that will, you know, they can play with the guys here. So it's really cool the way that works.
That is really cool how that works.
And
with your label, do you support all genres or do you just work with specific genres?
Because I'm in New Jersey, there's a lot of metal in New Jersey. So there's three or four, it's metal heavy on the label, but there are a few bands that are more commercial rock. I have a band, Shadow Play, from New Jersey. They're like an indie rock style. There's a band from Pennsylvania I work with called Lovesick Haunting, and they're Stephanie Brown is the singer. She's great. They're real pop rockish. A little harder, but they're in the rock genre, not the metal. And then there's a band I work with called In Disguise, and those guys are leaning towards metal, but they're more hard rock. So to answer your question, I basically work in the rock and metal genre. But, you know, the beauty of what I do, which is other things, is that I network into the hip-hop world with people that are friends of mine. I also network into the country world with people that are friends of mine. In fact, the main reason I was able to get in touch with you was because of Roger Woods Sr. down in Kentucky, who's doing a lot of promotion for country artists, Bobby Corrigan in particular. Yeah. So he actually let me know about you, and that was great. You know, so we kind of, you know, we're working together. It's a great thing.
It is a great thing, and as you mentioned, you have a lot of very talented artists that are on your label. You have to hook me up, okay? I need to get some on my show and promote their work.
You know what? These guys are dying for, you know, it's anytime, what's really cool about the guys that I work with is that they're really creative. And also, they're just great people, you know, and they're an interesting, it's interesting to talk to them. It really is. They have a lot of knowledge. They're real professional, and it's really cool. And they would love it. So, you let me know, and I'll send you a stream of people, man. All good.
Oh, perfect. That's amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah, definitely give us the email. Let us know. I would love to have any artist that would love to come on. I would love that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, be prepared because probably, I mean, no kidding, there's probably between the studio and the label, I'm working somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 50 bands. So it can get pretty busy for you. Yeah. So.
Well, With everyone on your label, I think I see a lot of upcoming guests on the Josie Show in my future then. You know, a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. We could do an entire month. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Yeah.
Perfect. And here's a really, really good question. What can an independent artist do if they're looking to get on a record label such as yours? I mean, could they contact you or send their music, you know?
What we decided to do was I have a partner who's his name is Mike Inga, and what we decided, he's actually also in a band that I work with on the label called Sundown Conspiracy, but him and I, what we decided to do, because we, in Jersey in particular, it's really difficult for a band to play consistently and build a fan base. And so what we decided to do was we decided to create a promotion company running in conjunction with my label, which is called Legion Promotions, which Mike took on, and he's began the company. And what he's trying to do is he's actually trying to get bands to work through Legion to build a fan base, in particular in New Jersey. We started, but when we started to do it, we actually got in contact with a record label in California who wants our help because they have bands that want to come cross country and in different states and things that, you know, they've been in contact with us because we basically, which is again a whole other show, we're doing promotion and marketing basically for these bands. The bottom line though, as far as the label goes, what we're trying to do is we're trying to build fan bases via the promotion company, and then basically as the band's fan base is built, then we can basically discuss label operations with those bands. So at this point, any band really that wants to work with us, there are many options. It doesn't necessarily have to come down to signing to the record label. There's so many options. I mean, I manage, I produce. We have promotion, distribution, marketing, video. We have a whole bunch of stuff. So there's a lot of different things that we can do for bands. It doesn't necessarily have to be a sign to the record label. But you can get in touch with me, man. I'm open to anything at this point.
Perfect. So all we have to do is contact you. Easy enough.
Yeah. Right. We're real easy going. A couple of guys do A&R with me, and we check out the band to make sure that, not so much the music, because the way we feel is that all bands are, they in this world, no one knows what the next best thing is. So we're real open-minded to it. We basically want to get in touch with the bands and find out what they're like personally, what's going on in the group. If they've got together as people, if they're not going to break up tomorrow, that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Because when you invest the time and different things into bands, you want to make sure that you're doing it with a band that's pretty solid. But the bottom line there is that's really kind of what we're looking for. We're not really all about, well, that band's great, this is the next best thing, let's sign that. I mean, that's why we're open-minded. This is just about everybody. It's great.
That is great. And I think a lot of artists would appreciate what you do and yourself, because, like you said, it seems it's just a family. Nothing's really strict. You're laid back. You're, just friends there, and it's perfect.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's really cool because the studio actually, in conjunction with the record label, everybody here, because I have bands that rehearse here. Obviously, we have bands that record here, but I also have bands that rehearse here. I have 7 or 8 house bands that actually rehearse here. It's almost like not a clubhouse, but it's almost like a VFW would be. It's sort of like a group of people that get together with a common interest, and we all know each other, we all trust each other. It's really, really cool. It really is. And we try to translate that to the label as well. Even though the bands are not all in Jersey, we kind of present that to the bands because we're trying to work it as a team. I believe that the only way really to, independently to, make an impact to some degree is in unity and everybody going after the same goal,
Right. I agree with that. And I also have to mention, you have a recording studio called ARK Recording. Is that right? And can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's actually ARK, like Noah's Ark. So it's ARK Recording. The studio is great. I have 3 partners, actually. I'm a producer, mostly. I've done engineering in the past, but I'm an old school engineer with the tape machines and consoles with analog mixing and things. Whereas the 2 guys that are my engineers here, my partners, are more schooled in current software like Pro Tools and Logic and things like that. So Michael Friedman and Brian Sedich are the 2 engineers here, and they are just terrific. They're both musicians. They're both guitar players. They're excellent guitar players. They are teachers as well. They teach guitar, and they also teach software, Pro Tools. They actually teach what they do, and they're just their bedside manner is terrific with bands. So, and then the 4th guy is my nephew, who is a young guy, came up to basically help manage the studio with me. So, so the studio is the 4 of us, but we. We do really well. We have a great live room here for drums. We have some really good, great microphones, real good gear, outboard gear. We just got a new console about a week ago. So we're pretty, we're rocking it. We're pretty happy.
Sounds fancy.
I had a band in here about a month ago, and they sat here, and the guy said to me, which I thought was really cool. He said to me, when I come here, I feel like I'm recording in my living room. you know, as opposed to, as opposed to recording in, like, you know, a really, expensive studio where, you know, you're afraid to touch anything. You're afraid to put your, you know, your guitar down. You're afraid you're going to, you know, damage or make something dirty. As opposed, and the other side of that, which is a, you know, basically a ratty kind of, you know, dungeony kind of place. But in his case, he said, you know, he feels like it's he's recording in his living room. So that was real cool, you know. And the vibe here, almost every band that comes here, they use the word vibe, you know. When we come. Yeah, it's like we come here with such a great vibe, and we really enjoy it, and we have fun. We just have a lot of fun. Mike and I, Mike, Brian, and I, the two engineers and I, we have a, we just bust each other constantly. So so that's really cool, because it really, when the band walks in, you know, recording is a tough thing. You know, it's, when you play live, you're used to that, and it's free form, and you're really into what you do, but when you come in and record, you really hear what you do. You know what I mean? And a lot of guys get tense when they hear themselves recorded. They get a little bit tense. Things happen. But we kind of break the ice for them, so they feel real comfortable. So it's real nice, you know.
Very, very nice. It's very important that I find a comfortable atmosphere, because when you're comfortable and you're calm and you're relaxed, it just comes more naturally and you're more ready to go, I find.
Absolutely. Really, do you play? Are you a musician as well? I'm not sure. I wanted to ask you that.
Yeah, I'm actually getting ready to go into the recording studio here for my debut album, and I'm very excited about it. I have never been in a recording studio, but the studio I'm going to is going to be a very comfortable, relaxing place. So I'm just super, super stoked, and I'm going to be a kid at a candy store, I'm telling you.
Oh, that's fantastic. I had no idea that you were a musician. I don't know why, but I had no idea. That's great. That's excellent. Do you sing? I'm going to start asking you questions now. Do you sing? Are you a singer? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm a singer.
That's good.
And I'm working with someone that's helping me songwrite as well. A lot of fun, and that's also why I find what you're doing very amazing, because just I think what you're doing is fantastic, and I'm very excited to get started, and I love what you do.
The other side of that is that, you know, again, for me, it's really, there's a lot going on. As I said, I manage, I produce, I do a lot of different things. But what I really love is the fact that I've been able to network with a lot of people around the world that have the same mindset that I do, and we really are all trying to help each other. And so what's great about that is if I have musicians in different states that want to do some things, I mean, generally there are people in the network that I could turn them on to. So that's really, I could pass that off to you as well. When you have this record done and you're doing things with it, I might be able to have some people contact you about that. So that'd be great.
Oh, that would be very much appreciated. Thank you so, so much. That's
amazing.
Not a
problem. That was really cool.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And I want to get the word out about all of your sites and stuff. So please let us know any websites that you have, social networking sites, all that fun stuff.
I had a company called the 4N Entertainment Group, which was the main website. What I did was I disbanded that company because it was because I met Mike Inga. What I was doing with that company was I was doing a lot of the promotion and I was doing a lot of the marketing for bands as well. It was really, really difficult for me to do all of that. So when I met Mike and he took on that side of things, I disbanded that company, so that website no longer is viable. The Romulus site is being built. I took it down about 8 months ago because we revamped bands. We did because label websites are, you know, you can imagine, you have different artists, you have different things that are going on. It's a complicated site, and I wanted to change it, so I took it down. So in 2012. The actual link would be is www.romulusxrecords.com, but at this point there's just a maintenance page. So in the coming year there'll be new sites. websites. What I have though is on everywhere in the social networks. So if you Google Kenny Colgate, the Facebook comes up. There's about 9 Twitters. There's there's like 2 or 3 Reverb Nations. There's I said Facebook. There's MySpace. There's LinkedIn. I mean, there's like tons and tons of places to catch me on the social networks. So for now, I'm kind of relying on those to spread the word about us.
And that works. And Google is going to be our guide. All you have to do is just type in Kenny Colgate. And whenever websites are coming, just send us an email, and we'd love to promote those as well. We like to put stuff on our site and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, that's good. What I'll do is I'll send you links too, because Legion has their own website, and then ARC has its own. We'll be having its own website because we just got the new console and we want to take new pictures. Right now we're in a transition period, changing around our web stuff, and I have a really great web designer that's working with us, and she's getting ready to do a bunch of stuff for us next year. So I'll make sure I send you all those links when I have them.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's just amazing. And I have one last question because we were running out of time. But here's a fun question for you. What are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music?
What's really cool is that I have a wife and 2 kids. I'm like a kid at heart, so basically my hobby is my family. We just do a lot of stuff together, as far as family things, and that's really my main hobby. I do like to read. I really like to read a lot of history and also fiction, but sci-fi, nonfiction. I read a lot of that. But I like to read, and also I'm really into. I'm an amateur astronomer, so I really like the night sky. I'm a big fan of taking a telescope outside and peering around the universe. So,
love it.
Yeah, that's really neat. Yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, family is very important. I definitely call that a hobby for me as well. Agreed.
it's great because I tell you what, every week it's a lot of fun to do this. It really is. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else. Music has been in my life pretty much my entire life. I'll tell you what, especially on the independent level, it's really difficult. And especially since where our budgets are almost non-existent, it's really difficult to do a lot of things. And there's a lot of frustration because we're not really, at this point, we're not really recognized by the mainstream industry. Not that we want to be, but, when we see things going on in the mainstream, we so wish we could do that. And a lot of things are, a lot of people are frustrated and get frustrated. So I basically spend a lot of my time putting out flame wars or being a babysitter or being a cytologist. So it's nice to once in a while go outside and just take a telescope and look at the moon,
I agree. Fantastic. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And anything that you need to promote, you just call my name. I'm right here just anytime. And I would love to get in contact with some artists that would like promoting as well. I love doing that.
Oh, it's terrific. There's just so much. I mean, we could go into so many different topics as far as, what independent artists should be doing, because it's going into what you're doing as well. So, you personally. So I mean, there's just tons and tons of things. But I'll tell you what, the musicians will be thrilled to talk to you. So that'll start happening probably. You may have already been getting some emails. I don't know.
I'll be thrilled to death. I love talking, if you haven't noticed. I love it.
That's good. That's good. It's been such a pleasure to speak to you. It really is. And this is only the beginning, as far as I'm concerned. We'll stay in contact for sure.
Absolutely. And I hope you have a great holidays, you and your family, and we will keep in touch. And thank you once again for coming on the show. I
am honored to talk to you and anytime, and thank you very much. Thank you for all of us as well. Really, we really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jesse. All right.
Anytime, anytime. That was Kenny Colgate. He's just phenomenal, and he does it all. He's just fantastic, and I had so much fun talking with him. So I'm getting waved down here from my producer. So let's see what's going on.
All right, so we are so excited because tonight we have got Vet Stone on the show. Mm-hmm. And, she is a singer and author, and she is going to tell us all about the wonderful work that she's doing.
Hey, is she the one that I've been listening to some music all day today?
You have been listening to some grooves. You know you have. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I think Everyday People was one of your favorites. You were rolling with that today. But I have a special extra surprise for you as well.
Oh, really?
Yes. Coming on with Miss Vet Stone is also Skylar. Skylar Jett is going to be coming on
what
too.
What are we waiting for? Get them on.
That's it. Let me just start turning these mics on here. So
what are you waiting for?
Skylar and Vet, are you there?
We're here. Hey, what's happening?
I'm here. Yes.
Hi. I'm super excited to be talking with the two of you. How are you guys?
I'm good. And thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime, anytime. Hey, Skylar.
What's going on, girlfriend?
I am doing great. I've been looking forward to this forever. I've been listening to some music over here. I've been jamming. So let's get started. So first off, you're Sly Stone's sister from Sly and the Family Stone. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Nice, nice. And also, you were a singer yourself and had a group called Little Sister. Will you tell us about that?
Correct. Yes, that's a group that Sly started. I was 16 years old.
And wow.
And he recorded us, and that's how it happened. He always called me Little Sister, and that's what he named the group. We started singing in the church, and he heard us, and we went to the studio, and he said, sing. He wrote us a song and said, sing it. And we did, and then the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
And also, you do it all, I'm telling you. And you're also carrying on the legacy of Sly and the Family Stone with a group called Family Stone. Can you tell us about that and who made up that band?
Yes, Skylar and I. Skylar and I did that. And Skylar came to me, and Skylar, you can tell that story better than I can.
Oh, well, I went to Vet, and I said, Vet, you know, let's put a band together just doing Sly Stone hooks. In the music world, that means choruses. And all of his choruses are so positive, like, I want to take you higher, I'm just everyday people, and hot fun in the summertime. Yeah, tunes like that are so positive, and we're glad, you know, because all the youth listen to your show. If you were to go and look up some Sly and the Family Stone, you'll see that all the songs were basically under 3 minutes, and they were positive, and that's what we got to get back to. So as a historian, please do yourself a favor and go find some Sly and the Family Stone, and they made history. I mean, the Jackson 5, the Osmonds, all those groups came after Sly and the Family Stone. He set the pace and the path. And so it's a bit of history back in that day. And go listen to that music because it's amazing. And the most beautiful thing about it, they didn't have computers back then, so that's real human beings playing music.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And I believe I heard it on YouTube, and I was listening to it before, and it is very, very positive, and that's just what I adore.
Mm-hmm. And Skylar came to me and asked me about getting together and just singing some of his Sly songs. Mm-hmm. And that's how Family Stone got started.
Very, very
neat. Yeah, in 2007. Tell it, Skylar.
Yeah, and it was wonderful because before that, Vet and I were on the phone for 5 years trying to get people to just get interested in it and revive it. And so, you know, this book, Blood Thicker Than the Mud, it tells that story, too, about two people that didn't know how to facilitate in terms of being an agent, sound person, promoting gigs. We knew nothing about that. We taught ourselves. And, you know, our message is that you can do anything you want to. I mean, just because You might not know how to do it. You can teach yourself how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that. And it's a wonderful thing because now it's documented that we got Sly on the stage 13 times. And I said, I'll find us a stage. And then Vet made the commitment. If you find the stage, I'll get my brother to come on the stage. And we made a commitment like that. And it goes to show you what two people can do when they put their heads together.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And I love how that started. Let's make a band, and then you guys just just do it.
Yeah, it was incredible. Just the headaches. I remember every one of them.
I love it.
A lesson learned.
Yeah.
A really well lesson learned. Yeah. I'd do it again. Just not exactly the same way, but I'd do it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Different, but same.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And as you guys mentioned, you have a book titled Blood is Thicker Than Mud, which I want to promote this bad boy right now.
Okay.
So can you tell us the reasons for you behind making this book?
Yes, our experience with getting Sly back on the stage. That's what encouraged me to do this. We did it. This book is talking about the experience that Skylar and I had in getting Sly back on the stage and getting prepared for it, and the tour in Europe that we had, and the incidents that occurred. Basically, that, and it gives some history of our upbringing. The Stewart family upbringing, and some nice photos, and just some good old knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy about it because I'm the only sibling that's ever written a book about this family. All the other books have come from other people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about it.
Oh,
and
as you should.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was something that I looked forward to doing, and I feel good about it.
You should be. And I read a little preview of it because I think it's on your website,
mm-hmm.
and it has pictures and everything. It's brilliant.
Yeah. I'm happy about it. I really am. Nobody can tell a story like Little Sister can.
All right, now.
But that's just true anyway.
That's true anyway.
Little sisters have that gift. They have that privilege.
Absolutely, absolutely. And where can we purchase this book? Because
go to vetstone.com. And if you purchase it before January 1st, there's a significant discount that you'll get. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to the regular price, which is $21.95 January 1st, 2012.
So we got to get on it then.
So you can go to there now before then and get a good discount.
Perfect.
So I'm taking
perfect.
Pre-sales as well, yes. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I will post it actually after the show. I like to post all of the links for our guests and everything, so I'll post the link to that and promote anything.
Good.
That's so much fun.
great.
Awesome.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, definitely. And it's also going to be a really good Christmas present, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Christmas is coming up, though.
So. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's some really good, interesting stuff in there. And Skylar, he has a couple of chapters in there as well that are very interesting.
I'm way too honored to have a couple of chapters in the first family of funk. You know, I mean, I that's a dream come true for me, as you know. And like I said, just remember, they're in the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You had to be amazing to get in that book. You know what I mean? You had to do something
mm-hmm.
significant. And so all the young people that's listening today, whatever you do, do yourself a favor, because a lot of the music that you're hearing right now stems from what the Stone family did. And so
mm-hmm.
every young person, if you know anything about history, they made history, and it's a great collection. It's something you want to give your parents because this is a great book to give your parents because they would know the late 60s and 70s when this band started a whole trend. Like I said, Janet Jackson was on Larry King's show, and Larry King asked her. He said, "What was your favorite group? What did you guys listen to when you was coming up?" And they said Sly and the Family Stone. Same with the Osmonds. I mean, everybody listened to Sly and the Family Stone because his lyrics were positive. And that's what we was talking about yesterday with the whole educational thing.
Yeah.
Is transforming these lyrics into positivity and community. And Sly Stone was way ahead of the game. This family and Vet performing at Woodstock, I mean, that's one of the most historical films of all time for anybody in rock and music. You got Vet on the phone tonight. She's a piece of history.
I know I will now. Love it.
Skylar, you make me sound ancient.
Oh, no. You know what? I mean, you know, it's something else because some kids came into my house and saw my gold and platinum album, and they said, "Wow, that's old school." I said, "No, that's classic soul. Don't say old. That's classic soul."
See? There you go. Classic.
Love it. Well, what I love about this is it's the real deal. You know, there's instruments, all this fun stuff. You know, nowadays they have, like, auto-tuned and, you know, I like to stick with the real instruments. That's what I'm talking about. I think kids should pick up an instrument today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, Josie, you're singing nowadays, right?
Yes, I am. And I'm working with the phenomenal Malia McKinney. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
Oh.
The good thing about it, like I said, don't let them do any auto-tune on you, right?
No.
You know, it's about reaching the note, mm-hmm. and then you won't have to have that. Don't let nobody do that to you because that's fake.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I mean, you want people to love you for the tone of your voice. You know what I mean? God gave all of us our own signature, our own tone. That's the only thing that we have that's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I can go to New York tomorrow or London the next day and call you. You don't know that I'm there, but you remember my voice and the tone of my voice, and you know, hey, that's Skylar, right? That's what we have. Every human being has that's different than anything that we. That's the most noticeable thing, is your voice tone. So don't practice on somebody else, Josie. Don't listen to other people. Sing from your heart and sing from the tone that was given to you, and then everybody will recognize your tone and go, "Hey, that's Josie. That's what you want to have."
For who you are.
That's right. Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you because when you listen to the auto-tuned, it's, you know, it just sounds just plastic. It's, you know what I mean? Like, really put together. I like the real sound with the instruments, the band behind you, and, you know, just singing your heart out. That's what I like.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, like, my mom used to play me, like, Ella Fitzgerald. Now, she does a thing called scat, and a lot of the young people today might not know what scatting is, right? And that was a style. And so you need to go listen to some of the singers in the 20s and 30s because they didn't have monitors. Like, you know, they had to just sing. They didn't have monitors to listen to themselves. So you had to be in key, and you really had to push that note out. Those were the real singers, and I want the young people to know that there was music before autotune, trust me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. After the show, I'm going to be doing my research and just checking out all of the different types of music, because I really enjoy that, you know what I mean? I used to play every instrument under the sun, mostly ones that are bigger than me. I mean, I played tuba, cello, everything.
Wonderful.
And I just really, really enjoyed it, and I could be creative with it. It was just, it really helped my soul. I loved it, and I like to get my friends into it, too.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's a piece of history. I mean, please go back and listen. Go to YouTube and check out some of the bands back in the in the 70s before all of technology took place, right? And before that, go back to the 30s so you can hear some Sam Cooke. I mean, just like different people like that. I mean, just to their voice, and you just go, "Oh my God, this is amazing!" Because they didn't have no auto-tune. You had to reach the note, and so they've gotten all, man has got lazy now with technology, and now they go, "Hey, that's close enough. I'll take it from there." Forget that. You don't want your stuff sounding like that.
Mm-hmm. You tell them, Skylar.
That's right.
Yeah, that's where I come from. I like real musicians. It's nothing like real musicians playing, because that's an emotion that you can't get from a computer. See, you can only get that from human beings. Thank God for that.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I want to mention, before the show, I listened to Everyday People today, and it was just such a wonderful message. And I love the sound of the music, described as rock, soul, some pop, jazz, funk, everything. Will you tell us a little bit about how that amazing blend of sound came to be?
Church.
Mm-hmm.
My dad.
Mm-hmm.
My dad started rapping. They didn't call it that, though, however. They didn't call it that, and he started rapping while he was picking tomatoes. And he had a can that he would carry with him, and he would sing and rap in the potato, in the tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it started there, and then he would take us to church, and he would bring that to church as well. In church, it's just called making up verses to songs, but it was actually rapping, is what we call it today. And the harmonies, I can't explain that. You either have that, a ear for that. You either have a ear for that or you don't, to me. I don't know how I can explain that. But, yeah, it started with my dad, actually.
Wow, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. And I didn't know that about the rapping and stuff. I didn't know that. That's very cool.
Oh, yeah. He did that when I was maybe five. I remember hearing my dad rap. But we didn't call it rapping. He was just making up verses. We just called it funky. Yeah, it was just funky to us. You know, we rap, they gave it a name now, and but he was rapping then.
Amazing,
And a lot of my brother's tunes now are very similar to my dad. You can hear a lot of my dad in the music. And it's just there. It's just, that's what we were raised on, we came up on. It's all we heard, it's all we did. You know?
Right.
One person could start singing and everybody would just join. And you either had an ear for harmony or you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, we did, and especially singing with each other. I was 4, I think, when we recorded our first 78. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a 78 record. A gospel record, and we were harmonizing, and my oldest sister was on the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And there we were, standing there. We were called the Stewart Four.
Oh, cool.
And we were standing on a table in church because we were so little. My mother would stand us all on a table, and we would stand there and sing in harmony.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I have a record, you know, today. It's a 78. I have to find a record player to play it on. but it's called On the Battlefield for My Lord.
Oh, I love that. And it's amazing singing by yourself, but singing with others so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
You know, background, Josie, is way harder than singing lead. You'll find that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's synchronicity, see? So what has to happen, because I did over 2,000 records on background, and so I love it because when you sing a lead, you can just go wherever you want, abstract, whatever, just go wherever you want, right? But when you sing a background, not only do you guys have to sing at the same time, hold your own note, and not think about that. See, and a lot of people out there, you see people when they're singing harmony, but they jump on your note. You seen that happen?
Mm-hmm.
It's because they're not concentrating just on their note. So you got to start singing this one note, and you stay there no matter what anybody else is doing. That's what makes the blend, right? Everybody's concentrating on their own part and singing at the same time. What people don't know, though, in the studio, because it's a totally different kind of microphone than the microphone when you're singing live, is that it picks up the whole room, right? Not just what's going on with you. The one on the stage will pick up the drums and everything else in it because of that, all that music's behind you. But in the studio, you're in a booth, right? And they want it quiet like that so that it's airtight. You really get the textures of the voice, and you get to hear the beautiful air. There's a lot of air come out, you know, when we reach in notes just talking, there's air coming out, right? And there's a rhythm happening. Well, the same thing goes on with music. Now you got to sing all at the same time, harmonize at the same time, cut the note off at the same time with the same intensity and the same emotion. And that's what makes a great background singer.
Wow. See, people think that, like, the main singer is, like, the star and all this other stuff. But, I mean, there's so many other people that are involved in that need more credit, that I think. Because, I mean, they're the ones, you know, putting everything together. You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get any notoriety at all.
Mm-hmm. That needs to change.
Yeah, that absolutely. There are a lot of good singers out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them need to be heard with their own tone, their own sound. They're getting discouraged, though, because people are encouraging them to try to sound like somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the mess up.
Yeah, that's where it all goes wrong.
Yeah, that's where it all goes wrong. They want you to sound like somebody else. That's not
exactly
good.
Mm-hmm. The originality has been going away.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know what's good is, like, what I do is, and I'm telling other singers out there right now, that because there's people that sing, but they don't write. And you think the person up there in the lights is making the money. They're not making the money that the writers are. So I encourage any singer to start singing your own lyrics, because that's where the dough is in the music business. You have to create it, you know what I mean? And the creators of it is the one that really get paid. When I did the Titanic with Celine Dion, she didn't even write that song, but she made $52 million that year. So
wow.
You can only imagine what the writers, you know, made. So
yeah.
I want to tell all the young people out there, write your own song. And like Santana said it best. He said, if you're good enough to play top 40 music in a nightclub, then you're good enough to play your own music. You're the only one stopping you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have to say, big kudos to Miss Malia McKinney. I mean, she's been teaching me all of the arts of songwriting and all that other stuff. And it's so much fun, and it's very healing, and I get to write down all of my thoughts on paper. And I find it so funny. I always say this. I find it so funny that you could find inspiration for a song just from hearing someone talk or reading something in a paper, and it just comes to you. I like that.
You know what? I want to segue back to the book, because what's great is the young people out there are listening. Please go pick up this book, Blood Thicker Than the Mud, vetstone.com, because some of you might want to know how to start a band. How does it happen? What are the components? All of that. And in this book we tell, because we put together two or three bands before this happened, and finding the right bass player, finding the right guitar player. You know, there's a lot of young people out there want to know how you get started. I would suggest going out to open mics. There's cafes going on all over the United States. Go to an open mic session, and if you move to a new town and you need to meet musicians, I would go to an open mic session. Get in touch with, like, you know, make a relationship with one of the guys, the band members of this open night session, because those guys are probably looking to hook up with something. And this is how you do it. So now you go meet four or five bass players, and you get you a book, and you put all their names in. I got five or six bass players here, and you meet the drummers. You got five or six drummers here, and now you're putting together a band. And then as a singer. You normally like to get a band that's already playing together, but if you can't, you could still put band members together and say, hey, let's go. Let's collectively get together, go to some club owners and say, hey, can we have this night to perform? And then you call all your friends. Hello?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was social networking before the new social networking now. You have to communicate with musicians, and that's how you put bands together. And so that's one way of doing it. Young people should just see that and go out to, don't be scared to go out to these open mics. I'm not talking about karaoke neither. I'm talking about actually getting on the stage with human beings playing music and make a relationship with them. And then next thing you know, you're performing.
Absolutely. Wow. That's just amazing. And so, yeah, start a band. I mean, you can't get in any trouble. It's very, you can't get any trouble with making music. I mean, that's just wonderful. And I love getting my friends into making music, and it's just a lot of fun. I love doing that. And I have to say, we actually ran out of time. But Skylar and Beth, I just appreciate you guys so much. This was just so inspiring, and I learned so much. And thank you so, so much. But before we go, can you tell us one last time where we can get your book?
At vetstone.com.
Perfect, perfect. And I'll post all the links for that and all that fun stuff. Thank you guys so, so much.
Big hug to you and your family. And I'll talk to you guys soon. And it's time for you to come on my radio show, too, you know.
There you go. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure. Thank you both so much. And I'm going to be getting your book. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Thank you.
Tell all your friends. Much love to you, Josie. All the best, okay?
Bye-bye.
Have a best to both of you, and happy holidays to both of you and your families.
Happy holidays
to you,
heart.
Too. Thank
all
you.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Talk to you guys soon.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Amazing. I love the two of them. Very amazing. And big surprise with Skylar that he came on, and Vet Stone, who's just amazing, and I am going to be listening to some more of their music. I definitely am. And also, once again, vetstone.com. Check out her book, Blood is Thicker Than Mud. Check it out right now. And so let's see. My next guests have arrived. Oh, yeah, I am so ready for this. Everyone, please, please, please welcome my next guest tonight, the wonderful alternative rock group called Noise from the Basement. Hello, you guys there?
Hey.
Yeah, we're here.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I am doing super, super great. I've been looking forward to talking to you.
And?
So have we.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're having technical difficulties.
Oh, no, no problem. That always happens to me for some reason. but let's start out here by finding out who all of the members are that make up Noise from the Basement and what roles you guys play.
Okay. My name's Emily Gambone. I'm the lead singer and guitarist.
I'm Jazz Hannah. I'm the lead guitarist and back vocal.
I'm Logan McNeil, and I play drums.
And I'm Holly, and I'm the bassist.
My web designer is having fun with the buttons over there. So how did you guys all get together?
You want to do that?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just recently got out of a band, so I put up a flyer at Woodsy's Music in Kent. And Jazz, the lead guitarist, he answered it and came to my house and we jammed. So then Holly, my best friend, she learned how to play bass, and we picked her up. And then Holly found Logan at church school, and he was our drummer.
Ooh, neat. And
yeah.
You guys are just so amazing and super talented, all of you. And you have a new fan over here, I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Rad.
Anytime. And so do you guys write your own songs now, or do you have one writer, or do you guys all collaborate together? How does that work?
We write all of our songs.
Normally, Emily comes up with, a basic riff and lyrics and brings it to us, and we're all like, well, we'll put our own little thing into it, you know, and just,
right.
It's really a collaboration. Emily comes up with, the main skeleton of it, and then we
put the meat on it.
Yeah.
Love it. I love it. And can you tell our listeners about some of the music you guys have out right now?
We play, this, mashup of, pop and alternative rock, and we, make it fun and happy and rock, but we also have a very, a heavier side also.
Love it, love it. And I'm very excited because we actually are going to play some of your songs here tonight.
Cool.
I'm super thrilled. So let's start out with your song, Hold On Tight, all right?
Okay.
Cool.
Stay with us. Awesome. So here it is, Hold On Tight by Noise from the Basement. Here we go.
Problems that you can have in your life that you need to overcome. It's really a general song that you can relate to, which is what we were going for.
Absolutely. I love the songs. Those are my favorite songs where you can relate to them. And as you mentioned, this one is about a fight against bullying, which you guys are heavily involved with. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We're heavily involved with anti-bullying because it's a really good cause because so many people are bullied, and so many people are, like, committing suicide, and it's just a horrible thing that I personally want to stop.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm another one that is against bullying here. And, you know, you see it all the time, especially. I used to be in public school, and you see it all of the time, and it's just awful. And I love doing that PSA. I don't know if I'm supposed to mention this, but it was so great to be able to do that, and I love taking part. It was really cool.
Yeah, thanks for sending that in.
Oh, anytime, anytime. Any way that I could help you guys, just let me know. You know that.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. And so can you guys let us know where our listeners can purchase your music?
Well, we're having a show on Sunday at the Kent Stage. And
it's actually an anti-bully show.
It's an anti-bully show. We're going to have some friends from California come out and sing.
Yeah.
And we're having some speakers. And we're going to have our merchandise table set up there. So if you want to come and have a good time, you could buy our CDs there.
Yeah.
Or you could contact our email at noise_basement@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect. Easy, easy, easy. I love it. And so here's a fun question for you guys. If you had a choice of opening up for any artist or group, who would you guys choose?
Oh, I'm going to have to say the Count Basie Swing Band.
awesome.
Probably Hey Monday or Paramore.
Hey Monday.
Yeah. I don't know. It'd be cool to open up for, like, Weezer or something like that.
Yeah, Weezer would be cool, too.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, I think our listeners should start a petition for that, then.
They should.
Oh, yes.
I would be the first one to sign it. Yes, yes. And so let's play another one of your great songs here. Let's play How.
Awesome.
Coming up next.
Smooth,
awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, here it is. Yeah.
To be say that you're not good enough for them. Do they say,
in the chat room, In our chat room on our site, Romulus X Record says, hey, this band is about the bullying. I want to get in touch with them about that. You wouldn't believe what I have going on regarding that subject. Look at that. We've hooked you up.
Awesome.
Cool beans.
Awesome. Okay, so I will let them all know, and maybe they can get in contact with you or whatever you guys would like. That would be cool.
Noise_basement@yahoo.com.
Or our Facebook.
Yeah.
Perfect. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
And so are you guys currently working on any other upcoming projects?
Well, I don't know. We're premiering our new music video tomorrow.
Sunday.
Okay, that is cool.
Sunday, sorry.
Ooh, sweet. You gotta let me know so I could check it out. I'd love to see it.
It will be on YouTube and everything. We'll send you a post and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. And then if you guys don't mind, so I could promote the heck out of it, I would love to post it in our forums. We usually like to post about our guests and stuff, and we would love to promote that for you guys.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Awesome, awesome. Sweet, sweet. And what is your greatest career memory so far?
Yeah, I was about to say playing at the House of Blues in Cleveland for the Tri-C Rock Off.
That was
just
fun.
Yeah, it was a cool experience being able to play on that stage, because I know there's a few bands that we probably like that have played on that stage. It was just really cool. A lot of people. It was fun.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I'm also, can you guys give everyone the links to your websites? I know you guys also have social networking sites, so everyone can keep up on all your latest news.
Well, we're basically on everything, like Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation.
MySpace.
Still on MySpace.
YouTube. Did you say YouTube?
Yeah,
iTunes.
No,
iTunes.
iTunes
is a good one.
Yeah, you can get our CD on iTunes. It's not like you have to come to, you know, I mean, it'd be nice to come to a show and you can buy the CD, but if you can't, you can always go on iTunes. It's there, you know.
Awesome. So like, add, tweet, all of that fun stuff. Very, very cool. And what are some things that you guys like to do for fun when you're not working on your music? Any hobbies?
Well, I mean,
this is what we do. I mean, like,
oh yeah,
music.
Right.
I mean, like, I don't know, like, if I have free time.
I know, like, yeah, like, I know. I mean, we have this band, but I mean, all our free time activities. I'm like, we're all like, me and Jazz are in our school's jazz band, and Emily records songs on her computer, just of her. And just a bunch of stuff. It's, I mean, everything we do is basically related to music.
Yeah.
Exactly. In school.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's actually, like, pretty tight, too, so.
Oh, yeah. You chill.
Love it. And actually, talking about school in the chat room, someone asked, how do you manage school in your career as well?
Oh, well, that's a good one. That's a really good question. Actually, well, you know, sometimes you got to balance things out. Like, you got to make a choice, you know, on some things, like, which usually school comes first still, because, like, we're not rock stars. We're still kids in school.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Usually we got to, you know, like, cut practices to only weekends, and we got to make sure we have our homework done before we even go to practice and stuff and study.
Yeah. I mean, we're normal teenagers. We still have to do homework. We're just in a band.
And let's see here. I'm looking in the chat room for some more questions. Oh, here's a good one. Did you guys teach yourself to play instruments, or did you take lessons?
I actually learned how to play drums. I didn't play drums before. When I joined the band, it was my first time playing drums, and I basically learned how to play drums, like, with the band.
I actually helped him.
Eventually, I did take lessons, but in the beginning, it was like Emily showing me simple drum beats and then YouTube videos.
Yeah, there was a point when I was actually better than him, but now he blows me out of the water, so.
It came naturally.
Yeah.
Like, I started bass when I started the band. Like, I got help from all these guys, and I'm still learning, so it's not like you can just say, I learned it.
Yeah, I mean.
You're always learning more.
Yeah.
I've been taking guitar lessons since I was 7.
Ooh, cool.
For a while. I'm an oldie.
I don't know if I've been taking guitar lessons like that long. I mean, I only took like 2 years of guitar lessons and then like dropped out because I just don't have time to do it.
Or the attention.
I'm you know what, Logan? I'm hoping to get back into it, but right now I'm more in the double bass, upright bass, string bass thing for jazz band. I'm in those lessons, but, you know, most of it's self-taught.
Nice. Well, that's a lot of instruments that you guys just listed, and that leads me to the next question in our chat room. Reba Fan for Forever in the chat room asks, what is your favorite instrument to play?
Ooh. Well, I know I play drums and trumpet, and I can also play guitar and bass. And honestly, I've recently with my high school band, I've been loving playing trumpet because we just have really cool songs, and I've gotten, not to brag, but I've gotten pretty good at trumpet, and it's just a really fun instrument to play. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I love it. And then some more questions. I'm trying to get to everything so I don't forget here. Where would you like to perform that you haven't yet?
Oh, this is a good one. There's a place called Blossom.
Oh, yeah.
Or Madison Square Garden, you know.
The Q, like Quick and Lonely.
I want to play at the Roxy in California. We might be playing there, maybe. It would be awesome.
That would be awesome. And definitely bring a camera, so, well, if you can. Don't sneak one in there if you can't, because I would love to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a chance. I don't know. Maybe in the future.
Awesome. And let's see. Romulus X Records says, tell the bass player, you rock, I play bass, I dig.
Awesome.
He digs.
Right on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dig it.
That guy's gnarly, man. He's cool.
Yeah, and they also say, he also says, wow, very cool. The songs are catchy. Love it.
Cool. Oh, thanks, dude.
Rad. Sweet. Awesome.
Group.
Nice. New fans. Sweet. Love it.
Sweet.
Perfect. And here's another question. Where have you guys traveled that was your ultimate favorite place?
Probably our ultimate favorite place was we went to Hollywood, California.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we played at the Geisha House. I don't
cool.
know. Yeah, that was really fun. That was probably one of our best experiences is that we went out west.
My favorite was the Iron Saddle Saloon down in Akron. It was really cool.
Tongue twister, but really cool.
I like the Live Wire.
Oh, that was a good place. We played there last weekend?
Last Friday.
That's a good place. I like that place.
Awesome. You guys have to travel to a lot of great places.
Oh, yeah.
Neat.
It's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. And then, let's see. We are running out of time, but let's do... What is your favorite song to perform in the chat room?
Oh, God.
How's pretty fun, because
it's
so upbeat.
Yeah, and we rock out to that.
My favorite song to perform would probably be Heartbreaker.
Oh, yeah.
It's really fun to play, and everybody in the band loves it, and it's such an upbeat song. It's cool.
I think it might either be our cover of Rolling in the Deep by Adele or our newer song, Lieutenant James.
Nice. So it gets the crowd going.
Yeah, that's our main goal. Just any song that makes them happy, we're happy.
Yeah, like Heartbreaker.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's just amazing. And I love what you guys do. And I think you guys are super, super talented. And before we go, can you tell us one last time where we can get your all of your songs and your website?
You can get all of our songs on iTunes, or you could email us or contact us on Facebook if you want us to, you know, get one for you. Or you could come to our shows. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our shows are on Facebook.
And a big thing to remember is noise is spelled with a Z instead of an S.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very important.
Very
noise
important.
With a Z. Awesome. I love it. And thank you guys so much for coming on the show. And any time that we could help or promote your work, we would love to. As we said, we're fans, and that's just, we think you're great. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having
me.
Yeah, thanks.
My pleasure.
Great. Here we go. I'd like to have a shout-out to my friend Dieter Haas.
Ooh.
He's standing
shout out.
Outside the door, like, listening to us, so thanks.
Awesome. Well, hello. Love it. I love it. And do any of you guys also have shout-out time?
I think my grandparents may be listening. So hi, Nanny and Papap, and hi, Mom, and all the parents out there listening to us while we're sitting in this little room.
Yeah, my my male and female creator, Mom and Dad, thank you.
Hi, Mom.
Love it.
Thanks, everyone.
Perfect.
All right,
perfect.
Hold on tight, guys.
Woo! Perfect. Well, on that note, thank you guys so much, and keep in touch. And I'm super excited. You guys can come back anytime you want.
Thank you.
Cool. All right, cool beans.
Awesome. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you. Bye. Awesome. That was Noise from the Basement. Super talented, and I'm telling you, I am super stoked for their new music video that they said is coming out, and I'm going to be the first one to check it out because I just love it so much. I'm super excited. So, yes, we had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show today, and I am very, very stoked because we have some songs here that we are going to play. Yes, we are. Come on the line, my producer, Tina. She's going to help us out. We have some very talented artists from Romulus X Records, I believe. Here we go.
Yes. Absolutely. Our first guest tonight, Kenny Colgate, was wonderful. We're going to have him back many, many times. And I'm sure we're going to be featuring many of his artists as well from his label, Romulus X Records. And he was kind enough tonight to share a song from five of his different artists or groups or bands with us. And we're going to go ahead and play those now so that you guys get a little taste of some of the people that will be coming on the show here, hopefully, in the future. So we're going to start with Shadowplay and their song Ghost Train, and here it is.
Woo! Rock out.
Thank you.
absolutely amazing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. We really, really like them. Hint, hint.
Oh, I think that's a hint to the record label to get them on our show, I'm thinking.
Yes.
Is that what that hint is?
Yes, and we listened to all of these artists that we're about to play previously before the show, and I like them all. Hint, hint.
All right, well, let's put on another one now. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Machine Age, here they are right now with Envy.
Yeah. Rocking out right now.
right. Excellent.
Yeah.
That was In Disguise singing Soil Burns. And now we are going to continue the rocking. We have got Lovesick Haunting, and they're going to sing for us Buried Alive. Here we go.
Yeah.
Rock on. Oh, I had so much fun. Tell us who this was. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. It has been a ball. That was Sundown Conspiracy with Invisible.
Yeah.
And that's what we have for songs. So thank you very much to Kenny Colgate from Romulus X Records for sending us some great music. And,
thank you.
I'll turn this back over to you, Josie. Thanks for letting me come on and play some tunes.
You know, it's always fun, and it's so much fun with you and playing tunes, my two favorite things. And with my favorite person.
Me and Tunes are your favorite thing?
You and Tunes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's true. So does that mean because of the compliment I get some ice cream tonight? With M&M's?
It very well could. It very well could. And you've got to give a special shout-out, if I remember correctly.
Yes,
there's a little note I see on your desk there. Got to make sure you highlight it. Give a special shout-out. You know he listens every single week.
Big shout-out to Steven Rumster. He is beyond amazing, and he's my boyfriend, so that's just double amazing. I love him. I love you so much, and thank you for always being a supporter. And you are in the chat room. Big hi to Steven Rummy. Okay, I am done being crazy. All right, I'm super hyper. That's what music does to me, folks. Okay, so what is this lineup? Yes, see, that boing was appropriate. Right at that spot. Okay, so listen to this huge lineup of shows here at josieshow.com. So far, booked for December, we have Shay Fisher, Jamar Brown, Levi Moore. December 23rd will be our holiday show, a.k.a. our fun show. Actually, all shows are fun because it just is because we have amazing guests all the time. Wah. Hey, I added a wah. Okay. So, yes, December 23rd will be our holiday show, so if you have made an original holiday song and would like us to play it on air during our holiday show, just email it to our producer, Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. We are overwhelmed by the response we've been getting. Such wonderful past guests of mine who are, like, totally my friends. They're awesome. Love them. And, yeah, so they've been sending all of their holiday shows into us, and I am super, super stoked to play all of those during our holiday show. So if you guys have any holiday shows for us that we could play on our holiday show here at the Josie Show, please, tina@josieshow.com. That's the ticket. And then December 30th will be our New Year show. Last year, I believe we had the dropping microphone to count down our show's New Year, and I had some friends of mine here, and we were live on camera. It was a party. So now we need suggestions here. What will we drop for the countdown this year at the Josie Show? Please send your suggestions to us on facebook.com/Josie Show. And if I totally got that link completely messed up, all you have to do is go to facebook.com, and there's a little search engine there on Facebook, and just type in the Josie Show, and we pop up under entertainment, so we are not hard to miss. Check it out. So yes, huge lineup of guests, and we're currently actually booking, so we have more in store for you guys. That rhymed. Yes. So tune in each Friday night right here at www.josieshow.com at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That was my radio voice. And, so also I want to mention on our site, josieshow.com, we have wonderful things for you guys. We have an Ask Josie tab, which is so much fun because I love answering questions and stuff. That's, like, so, so much fun. So, yes, send us a message. Send me a message, and I will respond ASAP. It's so, so much fun. And then also we have an arcade. I am such a gamer. For people who don't know that about me, I love all of those arcade games. So Alan, my wonderful web designer, knew how much of a gamer I was, and he just kindly put that arcade on there so I could play it. Nice sound effects that you uploaded there to the switchboard there, Alan. And so, yes, the arcade, our arcade is a place to go. And also we have the archives. Every single episode, after it airs, it's in the archives there forever and ever and ever. It's never going to be deleted, so you can check that out if you miss a show. Also, let's see here. We have the store, which is amazing. We have just tons of items with my face on it. So check it out. There's T-shirts, like baby clothes and iPod cases and everything under the moon. So check that out. Dogs, clothes, and just everything. So check it out. Oh, and also we have, like, jewelry and stuff, which is, like, really, really neat. So check that out. And also the contacts page where you can get in contact with us, because I love emails. I love talking with everybody. Send us a email. I will get back to you, like, super, super fast. It's not even funny. And also, goodness, there's so much that I want to cover. If you would like to advertise on radio for an incredible price, we are going to be offering an unbelievable advertising deal. So all you have to do is email our producer at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com for all of the details. You will get advertising on the show, or to you too, on the show for an unbelievable price. So just remember, send an email to Tina at josieshow.com, and we will set that up. Or you could just click on our sponsors page to sign up. Very, very, very easy. There's just so much here. Also, we're on Twitter. We're under everything under the sun, so all you have to do is just Google us, and we'll be there, the Josie Show. We should pop up. Twitter.com/Josie Show, Facebook, just type in the Josie Show. And also, join our forums, everyone. It's so, so much fun because we get to talk to everybody. I love it. It's so much fun. We have just everything under the moon in there, so please check that out. Also, I cannot forget, I have to mention the squirrels. I have squirrel fans, people. I am the only person. I'm special, okay? I am special. Yeah, I am special because I have squirrel fans, okay? You all probably know who I'm talking about. Peanut and all of her babies. I mention them a lot. So, yes, big shout-out to the squirrels. And big shout-out to my wonderful producer, Tina Passantino, here, who just handles the switchboard, booking. She does it all here. And also Alan Firestone, who is phenomenal. He's amazing. The web design. It's kind of funny that you did that when I was talking about you, Alan. Come on now. Check him out as well. And he handles everything. Like, he does it all too. So it's amazing. Yeah. I want to mention how successful the radiothon that we did for Mutes Art World Foundation went yesterday. It was phenomenal. It was so, so much fun. I enjoyed every second of it. And any way that we can help out Mutes Art World Foundation, you know we got your back. So I love it, and I hope you guys have a great, great night. Have a wonderful weekend and a great week ahead of us here. And I will talk to you all soon. And thank you guys so, so much. Happy holidays from the Josie Show to all of your friends and family. Bye. Bye, guys.